Good morning, 840. It's Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Meredith, Tyler Gum. Nick has a day off. Thanks for being with us here on this Friday morning. And what we do each Friday morning during the football season, get a chance to chat some football with Knox College head football coach Damon Tomeo. Coach, good morning. How are you today?
Defrosting.
Early practice.
We went outside this morning. This was the last practice of the year for our class. Seven seniors will be sending off into the real world here shortly, but so feels like it was about 15 on the field when we went outside this morning.
Yeah, it was just above that. So you're just high enough that you were able to practice legally.
Able to practice. A little snowy, a little icy layer. Everyone's experiencing it right now. It feels like we're in the middle of December already, and yet we're barely in November.
Well, the season comes to an end tomorrow. You'll host Beloit. 12 o'clock kickoff at the Nosher Bowl, which is actually a little bit earlier than usual. But let's first off chat a little bit about last week, the battle for the Bronze Turkey. We'd talked ahead of time that their offense had a little bit different look to it, that they were pretty much a running team. But you forced them to go to a different direction, though.
Yeah, no, we felt that to give ourselves a chance defensively, we had to kind of make them very one-handed and make them throw the ball, and they did, and completed a couple passes. There was about three in the game that we felt hurt us. But, you know, we did our best to stack up against the run, against what we feel will be a first-team all-conference running back. He's a very good back that they had, and he did a good job running the ball last Saturday.
And, you know, the tough thing is that the offense has just not come through for the last several weeks. Just, and then it's tough to win. You know, you obviously got to put points on the board to win a game.
And that, and just the field position is so important. Yeah. Getting a first down, it does a lot for just the shifting of the field and shortening or elongating the field, which – is huge. It's huge in college football. I mean, heck, it's huge in the NFL as you watch the games recently. So for us, we just kind of had struggled not getting a lot of first downs and not moving the ball consistently. We felt like we had something going there in the first quarter, getting up with a field goal. But then we sputtered out after that and never really got our offense underway. It was good to see our special teams play well, even though we had some backed up situations. And, you know, defensively, we were holding it, but it's a lot of red zone and short fields, which is always tough.
Yeah, well, I was going to ask you because a lot of talk with the Bears in their losing streak that they had, that, you know, offense wasn't doing much, so the defense would spend a lot of time on the field. Was that the situation with you guys, or just you were getting some drives, just not getting anything out of them? Or
normal college game, you're taking about 70 snaps on each side, offense and defense, plus the special teams. We had 77 against Monmouth, and our offense had 56. So that's usually a bad sign when you start looking at snap count. And your snap count that low, unless you're getting a bunch of turnovers for touchdowns, usually it's not going to go in your favor.
Well, Beloit tomorrow afternoon to end the season, a noon game. You saw them earlier in the season, and that was a game where your offense, well, everything was there. You had it all. It was one of those games where it all seemed to click for you.
Yeah, we were clicking, and this is an opportunity for our seniors to finish with a win. Four wins in the season, second best season since 17, and then you're going back to 05 for us, which is a ways back. And for our senior class, this is the best four-year run with a win tomorrow since 02 through 05. So good things are still going on at Knox with our football program, and we're excited about what's coming. We got seven seniors, but that's a lot of returners for us, and we're looking forward to the future as well with them.
Absolutely. I think people need to understand also, you talk about, so yeah, your, you know, best, you know, run for these seniors, this and that, and you look at the record. You're not happy with the record. Your players aren't happy with the record. They, you know, they want to win every game. I think people need to understand that it's like, no, we're not just like, well, we're just Knox. We don't care if we win. No, you do care. The kids care. You care. You'll want to win the games.
It's crazy to start thinking that in college football, when you line up all the teams, 100 teams play, 50 are going to win and 50 are going to lose. There's going to be teams that lose. It's just, as Harley Nosher said in that win, lose, love video, if you haven't seen it, you need to. But he's talking about the type of loser that you have, because you got to learn how to lose and lose and be frustrated with it, learn how to take responsibility and accountability for it, and learn how to continue to improve. And that's something our guys do, and they've done well. And we've shown a lot of improvement over the years, and we'll continue to do so. I think we got the right core group of guys and the right culture.
So keys tomorrow, Beloit, you've seen each other. You know each other well.
Yep. No, a familiar opponent. I guess for me, stay warm.
Big thing.
Everyone coming out to the bowl and dressed appropriately. It's going to be in the 30s tomorrow for all the games in the region. I know even the high school games, it's going to be a little bit cooler during the daytime temps. But, you know, for us, we got ball control is going to be important for us. Get the running game going. Very cliche as it always sounds with turnovers. But we just got to play some defense, too. I mean, something we can do is, you know, at this point of the year, it's tough to throw the ball consistently. So it's going to be about the run, stopping the run, and field position.
Noon kickoff tomorrow at the Nosher Bowl, final game of the season. Go out and support the Prairie Fire. Talk about the other matchups and the big one for the North-South, basically the conference title.
Yeah, so the last game of the year, the way the conference sets up, there's North and South Division. One plays one, two plays two. So in the North, Norbert ended up beating Lake Forest last week in a very good game. So Norbert will travel back to Monmouth again for tonight, tomorrow's game. And so there's a repeat now of last season's championship game as well, where Norbert at Monmouth. They played earlier in the season. Norbert turned the ball over a bunch of times and lost. It was 31-7 at the first quarter, so it really wasn't a football game. I think Norbert's got a good team. I think this is going to be a good game and not an easy one for either team. Travel alone is tough this time of year, but both teams are going to be ready to play. So Norbert-Monmouth for the Midwest Conference Championship tomorrow at noon.
Well, that game for basically second, Chicago and Lake Forest?
Chicago and Lake Forest, yeah.
Because Chicago is probably, they're as good a team as anybody, it seems like.
I think so. I mean, they went down to the wire with Monmouth. It was a two-point play at the end. So, I mean, our conference is really moving and improving and starting to show some promise here as we move into the next few years. So it'll be fun to see in our conference as we continue to get into the region and playoffs.
Noon kickoff tomorrow, the Knox Prairie Fire hosting the Beloit Buccaneers, and that'll be at the Nosher Bowl coming up tomorrow. So next year we'll switch. So it goes each South Division team is home in this game. Next year you guys will be up north against whoever it is.
Yeah, last year we traveled up to Ripon. That's how it lined up. So we played Ripon twice last year. We played Beloit twice this year. Just the way it lines up, but it'll be in the North Division, which is always fun driving north in November. To play a football game.
Well, the hope is if it stacks up the way you want it to next year, that maybe you would be playing at Norbert perhaps next year for
that's
the championship,
really,
right?
Really north. That'd be great.
Yeah. Well, you got to put up with it. You got to be the best. You got to put up with that kind of stuff, yeah. Right?
It's amazing to think the teams in the north, the Wisconsins and the Green Bay Packers, I mean, they're playing that daily, weekly. Yeah. I mean, that's impressive.
Yeah,
impressive.
Absolutely. All right. Knox College head football coach Damon Tomeo joining us here this morning, does it each week during the regular season in football. All right, well, let's move on to the rest of college football. So the playoff rankings, LSU came out with a win over Bama.
Huge. That was a huge game. It was great to watch. I mean, it was just a fun, exciting atmosphere. And the President of the United States is at the game. You know it's important.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
Just a neat thing. But the way LSU kind of is going to guide their own future here with Mississippi, Arkansas, which is really close to – well, they've already changed their coach over. And Texas A&M, LSU is kind of on the downward slide the rest of their schedule. So they're really in the driver's seat. Ohio State sitting at two. Maryland, not much of a fight as they put up 70. Rutgers this week without a head coach is going to be an issue. Again, probably another 60, 70 points. But Ohio State's got some challenges. Penn State is still very good. And then they're going to play the team up north, as I call them, Michigan, for the last game of the year. So Ohio State's got a tough road. Clemson continues to cakewalk through their schedule with Wake Forest, another bye week. And then South Carolina. So your undefeated teams, the top three that everybody's talking about, I think Ohio State's got the biggest challenge in terms of the competition.
So right now you're looking at LSU, Ohio State, Clemson, then Georgia number 4 at 8-1. Bama drops out there number 5 at 8-1. Oregon at 8-1, number 6. Utah 8-1. Number 8, look who jumps up there.
The Golden Gophers
after that went over Penn State, 9-0 at number 8. Do they have a chance? Because they've got Iowa this week, another ranked team.
Coach Fitz does such a great job at Northwestern. I don't think that'll be much of a game. Minnesota should roll them the way it's looking. But Wisconsin is still a very good football team, and Minnesota will have them at home. So that'll be a challenge for them. Minnesota could control their own destiny, because if you can finish out 12-0, and be the only one of four teams undefeated,
yeah,
I think you're going to the college football playoff. Now, it's going to be tough. Welcome to it. And you have LSU round one. But the outsiders looking in, when you look at Georgia, they play Auburn this week. So Auburn's been in the conversation and been a tough team. Alabama still plays Auburn later in the season. Oregon and Utah really don't have much challenge until they get to the Pac-12 championship game where they have to play each other. So somebody will kick somebody out of that. We talked about Minnesota. Penn State still has Ohio State. And Oklahoma, only one loss on the season. Baylor, TCU, Oklahoma State, they're going to be the person that's going to be most frustrated with one loss team, and they're going to be ranked 6-7 at the end of the season.
Yep, there we go. So the schedule, you mentioned LSU plays Mississippi. Ohio State has Rutgers, not too exciting. Clemson, Wake Forest, Bama, Mississippi State. You mentioned the Georgia number 5, Auburn number 13. Could be a good game.
Yeah, no, I think it would be a good game this week, one of the better games. Auburn is favored by 2.5 points, which is interesting. It is at home for Auburn, and Auburn has, remember, one of the hardest strength of schedules in the country this year. So Auburn is a good team. They just have gone through the grinder of a season. So it's not a pushy game for Georgia. It's probably one of the best games of the day going on in that 2:30 slot. At the same time, you're going to be flipping between that and Minnesota at Iowa, Iowa being the favorite for 3 points.
That's interesting. Well, I guess because they're home.
It's not going to be a high-scoring game. Iowa's been playing really good defense, and Iowa's offense has been very methodical. I just think it's going to be a good football game at Iowa.
The other kind of interesting, Penn State, Indiana. Indiana got some votes. They checked in at number 24 in the regular poll. Will that be a game at all?
No, I think Penn State has something to prove now in the next few weeks. You know, Indiana has drastically improved and showing some competitive fight here in the Big Ten. But I think Penn State's going to just get it back on track and then put all eggs in the basket of playing Ohio State in 2 weeks.
Well, Illinois, biggest comeback in school history. I thought it's like, oh, here it is. They finally laid the egg, but then they come back and beat Michigan State. So they're kind of reeling. The Spartans kind of reeling. Now they've got cross-state rival Michigan.
What a interesting time it is for the guys in Champaign. And we have, like I said, alum on the staff down there, and it's just been tremendous to see them improve, as we thought this might be the end of the term there for Lovey. But a couple of these key wins and their competitive fight, they've just been staying consistent. You're seeing a team, in my opinion, that is playing with belief and confidence, and they haven't had that. And now it's the same team, and they're playing so much better just because they believe they can. So it's not going to be easy for Illinois, but they got to get close to that bowl eligibility mark, and that's kind of a fun time in Champaign.
Yeah, so they got, Iowa next week, then they wrap up with Northwestern. Iowa, that'll be tough. No matter that they play well, they're going to be in the game.
Yep, absolutely. And Iowa, again, won't be a high-scoring game. But Northwestern's had their challenge this year, and this would be a time for Illinois to snap that streak that Northwestern's been on in beating Illinois.
When your thought, it's unfortunate for Illinois that this is their bye week because you're right in the midst of playing your best football in years, so you probably want to be playing this week, but unfortunately, you're not.
Oh, it's not the worst thing in the world, though, either. Yeah. When you get a little time this in late in the season to get a bye week to relax, to recover, to get healthy, and to kind of refocus, because a lot of times, that's emotionally, that's pretty high. And so you can ground them back out a little bit and get them ready to get back to work.
Nebraska, not what people might have thought they were going to be. Wisconsin plays at Nebraska the Saturday morning game.
Yeah, I'm not sure what's going on in Nebraska at this point, because I think that's something that they were hoping for a better turnaround now that you're a couple years under your belt. And I remember the head coach now was at Central Florida with so much success, Nebraska alum. But Wisconsin still is a team, and they should be the team to pick as they travel to Nebraska this year. A 14.5-point favorite, that's tough. Take Wisconsin and give the points.
Here's another interesting one, at least ranking-wise. It's always been a fun game to watch. Notre Dame-Navy, you got 16 and 21. What's going on in Navy?
Navy's just been able to do what Navy does consistently. The coach, Nuit Tamalolo, does such a good job there, getting those guys, the midshipmen, going. This is a danger game for Notre Dame. If this is close or this doesn't go Notre Dame's way, I have a feeling some of the old Hall of Echoes will be echoing for the head of their head coach, because this has been a frustrating year. And they really have underperformed for Notre Dame. They really haven't put themselves in a great position. And it's the 1:30 time slot, something to check out. Notre Dame's favored by 7.5, and they really shouldn't be a game. But if it is, that's not good for Notre Dame. And I think it might be not good for their season.
Oh, really not anything else that jumps out at you this week? Not any. We talked about the bigger matchups. Nothing really huge, though.
Well, the one to really kind of peek at late. So in the morning, 1:30, 2:33, you got Navy, Notre Dame, Georgia, Auburn, Minnesota, Iowa. Sleep in, basically, is what I'm saying. Shovel snow. You're not mowing. But, the other game that's enticing to watch is the 6:30 p.m. game, Oklahoma
Baylor.
At Baylor. Yeah. Baylor's had a really good season this year, and a lot of people are saying, are they for real? Baylor's 9-0. And like Minnesota, you need a kind of a marquee win to make yourself jump up. And this could be the one for them, having to play home with visiting Oklahoma. Now, Oklahoma's no slouch, only one loss on the season, and Oklahoma is favored by 10.5. So, but it should be a fun game to watch to have an idea of where Baylor really is at.
Well, it's all coming down. It's going to be interesting to see how the playoff works out, who's going to be where. But we're not going to know. I mean, every one of these games counts, especially down the stretch. And we'll
it's always
see.
Fun. It's solved on the field. Like I said, I think hard not to see LSU in the Final Four. Ohio State, if they lose two, that could really knock them out. Clemson should be in the Final Four just by their schedule. And then from there, you got to wonder who wins. When you got the Iron Bowl, Alabama can get back in it with a win over Auburn. Pac-12, you'll have a one-loss team in the conversation. If Minnesota can win out, They're going to be right there in it. I mean, it's a fun time of year as we get into November and the college football playoffs.
Knox College head football coach Damon Tomayo joining us, as he does each week during the regular football season. Let's move to the NFL. Okay, so I stopped picking the Browns, and what do they do? Go win two in a row. And I thought, well, the Steelers are playing well. They're going to go up there and win. Nope, Browns take two in a row now.
I have a feeling in the Browns locker room, they're saying, hey, guys, we got to fight. We got to show. I think they took the fight word a little bit too far.
Yeah, well, there's that. There was that. The helmet, man, rip Mason That's, Rudolph's helmet off and hit him with his own helmet.
If you haven't seen that video clip, you got to go look at that today. That's frustrating to watch when guys start taking losing their emotional control and they start doing those things.
So, and you're winning the game. You didn't need to.
Yeah, it was a late hit to begin with, and then you're just extending it. It's a lack of emotional control, and just it continues to spiral. Not good by Cleveland player, and I think there's going to be some ramifications for him.
What about Baker Mayfield? He's starting to come around.
Not bad. I mean, you scored three touchdowns. You got to be happy with Baker's performance. I didn't see all his final stats, but I know they're moving the ball early, and it seemed like they're feeling pretty good about their offensive performance.
Yeah, I think our story, 17 to 32, 193, no interceptions, ran for one, threw for two. So, yeah, pretty impressive.
Yeah, that's a good day for him. And that's what he's going to have to do to be successful. The thing that noticed that you got a stat on that is no interceptions. When you look across the board, Rudolph had four interceptions. I mean, when you're down like that, it's hard to win a football game, and it's hard to score in the NFL.
Well, so the Browns get the win last night. So what do we got coming up this weekend? There's a couple. You look at the records. One would be Texans-Ravens. But it's in Baltimore, and it's going to be cold.
Yeah, it's going to be cold. Baltimore's favorite. Houston's a favorite. They're traveling, and they're
On the road.
On the road, yeah. Actually, I said that backwards. Baltimore is the favorite at home. I said that backwards. My mistake. Four-point favorite. For Baltimore, Baltimore's been playing very good on defense. You could see that in the last few weeks. I think Houston will have their challenges there. That's in the noon time slot. If you go to the afternoon game at 3:30, New England has to go to Philadelphia. And this is the chance for Philadelphia to prove if they are real or if they are not. And New England, I think, is going to be a little bit upset after coming off of last week. New England is favored by 3.5. This is the game I think that New England could explode, though, and really put some points up. But we'll see what happens with the Eagles and their fight and old Carson Wentz and what he can do.
Crazy week last week, and I mean, I didn't go with the Browns. Had that one wrong. I did go with I did pick the Seahawks to beat the Niners in that game, and that one happened. So they gave the Niners their first loss. The other one, the Bears, I picked them to win. Did I pick them again this time with the Rams? I
hope you did.
I think I did. Yeah.
Yeah, I would, and that's it's a great thing for us is that we get a chance to watch it because it's in the night slot at 7 o'clock. Chicago has got to travel out to Los Angeles to play the Rams. It's a 6.5-point favorite, which, I'm taking Chicago on that one. I think they're going to, at this point of the season, hit their stride, getting healthier, and be in a position to put themselves for playoff contention.
Yeah, there's Dolphins winning again. They've got two wins now.
That's impressive. I mean, how do you, there's so many teams. We were looking at it yesterday in the office. There's seven NFL teams with one or two wins on the season, and really they've got them against the other teams that have zero or one win on the season. Seven teams in that category. It's crazy. Only one of them has relieved the coach so far, and like we've said, we think Miami's losing on purpose.
They probably don't want to be winning. Yet they've won a couple now. I don't know. It's crazy. Just looking record-wise, look at the teams, nothing really jumps out. There's, pick them maybe Jags and Colts. In Indianapolis, 4-5, 5-4.
That's probably the closest one to a pick 'em.
Yeah.
But they still were saying the Colts were the favorite in that one. So
okay.
It's been a weird year in the NFL. I think there's some fun games, but when you're trying to get all of the games across the board, I think it's getting kind of tricky. I mean, New England, San Francisco is having a great season. Green Bay is off this week. Seattle's having a good season. I mean, if they're not some of the final teams, Baltimore could challenge the Saints if they can finish it out. Might be in the position. The Vikes. But after that, I mean, we're kind of done talking about teams that are really going to be able to compete deep in the season. Chicago's got four wins. This should be five this week. Moving to 5-5. Got to get up in that 8-10 range with 6 weeks left to play. So they got to start winning some of these if they're going to do it.
Yeah, you look at a team like the Bills. They started off well, then lost a few, but they've got the Dolphins this week. So you'd think they would pick up win number 7 maybe.
Right.
We met the Texans, Ravens, 6-3, 7-2. Yeah, it's just, it's been one of those years where, a team that, you know, who's underperformed. I'm guessing a lot of those teams that, you know, look at that level that with the 1-2 or no wins, but what about, you know, like a team like the Falcons, 2-7?
What's going on there? Right. I know. It's crazy. Arizona Cardinals, new head coach this year, the tooth guy out of Texas Tech, 3-6-1 on the season. I mean, what's going on there? But NFC North is tough. The Packers played consistent, and now the Vikings have come on. The Bears got to match that. And Green Bay sitting at 8 wins, Minnesota with 7. And that's tough. Now, the Lions are the outlier there with only 3, but that's a tough division to get your wins in. But you got the Saints, the 49ers, Seahawks. It's a winnable side. You just got to keep going.
Absolutely. Knox College head football coach Damon Tomeo with us here this morning. Before we wrap up, Coach, high school, Knoxville Blue Bullets back at it. It'll be a tough one tomorrow. Make no bones about that. That's a really good team coming
down.
But
quarterfinals. Yeah. Every team is good.
Yep.
Any chance you have, just celebrate the opportunity to be in the game, play it out there, and see what happens. You know, Kewaunee, Anawan, Weathersfield in the quarterfinals. It's great to see another local team. Knoxville getting all the press. Princeton still in the quarterfinals. 3 teams that we can cheer on and be excited for. This is a tough time of year. So the quarterfinals, the semis, and then the finals. So at this point of the season, it's staying healthy, staying warm, and just trying to not make mistakes and not turn the ball over at a crucial time.
Absolutely. Coach, thanks so much for your time as always. Best of luck tomorrow afternoon. Noon kickoff at the Nosher Bowl. The Prairie Fire will wrap up the season. How many? 7 seniors on their way out?
Seven seniors on their way out. Yeah, pretty crazy. Well, from New Hampshire to Wisconsin, California to Texas, we cover the entire country in 7 guys. And it's been a great career for them, and just wonderful to be a part of their lives for the last 4 years.
So noon tomorrow at the Nosher Bowl, if you can get out there and support the Prairie Fire, Coach. Thanks. Always appreciate it.
Thanks.